Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. David Gage, back on the show. David is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a clinical psychologist and a mediator, the co-founder of BMC Associates, adjunct professor at the Kogog School of Business, and at American University, I think? And
It is American University.
I thought I said that right. And he's the author of the Partnership Charter, and he's one of our partnership experts. David Gage, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, listen, folks, you know, we've had David on the show many times over the years talking about partnering and how to put together a good partnership, how to make sure you get started right from the beginning. And, David, you're bringing on a new partner to your business, and so my question to you is, do you eat your own dog food? Are you drinking your own Kool-Aid, David?
We are. We are, which is kind of complicated. I mean, when I brought on my first partner, Ed, we went through the program that we have developed to help partners set themselves up, figure out what their deal is, because mm-hmm. it's so important, because nobody's trained how to be
right.
partners. They don't really teach it in business school or law school or anywhere, and you kind of have to figure it out for yourself.
Right.
And what happens is that there are these legal documents that, you know, you should have, but they're not absolutely necessary. But people think that, oh, if we have a partnership agreement or a shareholders agreement, then we've done all the heavy lifting. You know, we've figured out what our deal is. That's not really true.
Mm-hmm.
There are many more issues that come into play every day when you have a business partner.
Right.
And it's really, really helpful if you've thought about those ahead of time. Not only thought about them, but if you've discussed, negotiated, and
mm-hmm.
come to agreements, like the DNA, discussions,
right.
negotiations, and get to a real agreement that you put in writing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and by the way, folks, David mentioned Ed. That's Ed Kopf, which many of you know is also a member of our Brain Trust, one of our great members of our Brain Trust.
He'd love to be on your show.
Yeah, he's on here all the time. So you and Ed are bringing on a new partner, and
right.
and you're using your own roadmap. You're using your own strategy, your
yeah.
own style, your own program to bring
yeah.
this person on. So what did you say to this person first when you finally discovered that this person might be a prospect? What did you say to them first, to him first?
Well, he realized that he was going to have to go through this program with us.
The gauntlet.
The David and Ed gauntlet, right?
Right,
and it's tough when you bring on a partner. I mean, there's a subsection of your audience that does contemplate bringing on another partner or more partners. And, you know, the tendency there is to say, well, we've got it all figured out. You're just going to have to buy into our program. Here's how it is to be a partner. But that is really too simple. And it doesn't take into account the need to really integrate new partners into the business and go back and have all of those initial conversations again, because it's a new set of partners.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I actually believe that you have to redo all of those conversations. You have to go back and talk about your personality styles and your personal values.
How long did it take you to go through this whole process from identification? Were you looking for a partner when you found this other person, or did this sort of just become self-evident?
Well, I would say, to be really honest with you, Jim, I would say I was looking for a partner for years.
Uh-huh.
But my philosophy about it is that, you know, let's see, what's the expression? You know, if you do it, they will come.
Right.
Yeah. My philosophy is a real partner has to find you. Mm-hmm. You can't go out saying, hey, would you be my partner? Here are the advantages.
So you're saying partnerships need to happen. They don't need to be forced.
I don't think they need to be forced. Now, maybe I could have done more to look for a partner, but I wanted somebody to say, hey, look, wow, I see what you've
so
got
you
here,
think,
David.
You think a partnership should be more organically grown than forced in some kind of an unnatural pace?
I think that's true. But in today's age, I think a lot of people need partners and they're looking for partners.
Yeah, which means that you might, folks, you might do things more in haste than you should. And when we come back, David's going to teach you how to whether you take it fast or slow, how to do it right. After these messages, 22, I'm Jim Blassingame. David Gage is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.